Blog Talk Radio.
Say, let it rain! Come on. Come on, say, turn it around. Open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing. Overflow. Turn it around. Open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing. We've got enough time to say, yeah, yeah. Let it rain. Say, let it rain. Oh, 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 oh. All things are possible for you. All things are possible. Yeah, nothing's too difficult for you. Nothing's too difficult. Call it again. All things are possible for you. All things are possible.
Nothing's too difficult.
Nothing's too difficult for you.
Woo!
Nothing's too difficult.
Say, I'm ready for change, Lord.
I'm ready for change. Ready for rain. Ready for favor. I know you're able. Turn it around. Open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing. Overflow. Turn it around. Open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing.
We can
make it rain. Let it rain.
Joy,
you
turn
my whole life around.
blessing in Jesus. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. Good evening to each and every one of you. I want to say thank you for tuning in on this Thanksgiving night. Oh, what a night we're about to have. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, saints of God, one thing I want to share with you tonight is Thanksgiving is not about just eating turkey and ham and chitlins and pumpkin pie and all the other desserts. You know what it really is? It's about giving thanks. Thanks to God for the things that He has installed inside of us. Thanks to God for the ability to be here, to share in these meals with families and friends. You know what Thanksgiving is really about? Thanksgiving to me is when I can help somebody come out of a situation and then give God the glory. To me, that's Thanksgiving. And I just want to wish you and yours a very happy, prosperous Thanksgiving night as we now embark on the holiday season, the onset of this time of shopping and doing all kind of things. Don't forget the little people. And when I say the little people, I'm not talking about children, but I'm talking about the less fortunate. I'm talking about those who are going without, those who don't have, those who don't get, those who are forgotten. Don't forget about them this year. Even if it means just going out and buying a coat or a jacket or something and giving it to somebody. If it even means going out and purchasing, you know, a meal for somebody and just giving it to them. Let's remember that we are our brother's keepers. Amen? Amen. Well, once again, I want to say thank you for tuning in to another live broadcast of It's Time to Pray, brought to you by Word on the Water International Ministries and WOTW Internet Radio. I am Apostle Garrett Pinson, Sr., bringing you the very best of great gospel music and the Word of God. Straight from heaven's gates to your ear gates, we are. It's time to pray. And yes, it's Thanksgiving. I know your bellies are full. I know you guys are full, full, full. And I can understand that. I really can. So I'm not going to prolong. I'm not going to hold you guys too long tonight. I got to give you, and God has put something in my heart. Today is Thursday. On Tuesday night, He put something on my heart, and not because this is the Thanksgiving season, but because it is a time to understand there's power in Thanksgiving. Uh-oh, Doc, what are you saying? Yes, there is literally power in Thanksgiving, and tonight I'm going to teach you what I mean by that. I'm going to show you where the power lies, what the power is, and what the power can do. Amen. And all we've got to do is activate at Thanksgiving in our lives. Amen. 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 Well, I tell you what, you know, there's a few things that we must do before we get started. We got to pray. We have to have the recipe of life, and then we'll get into the Word. Amen. We want you to just open up your hearts, open up your minds, and open up your soul. And I want you to turn to God for just a few moments. Most Heavenly Father, as we come before your throne of grace tonight to say thank you. Thank you for another time such as this. Lord God, that you have given us a day just to glorify you and to be able to bask in your goodness. Oh, great I am tonight, I say thank you. Thank you for being the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. You are the God of more than enough. You're a God of great recompense. You're a God of salvation. You're a God of second chances. You're a God of healing. You're a God of deliverance. You're a God of peace. You're a God of order. You're a God of love. You're the only one that created mankind. You're the only one that created the heavens and the earth. And I thank you for it tonight, Father God. I honor you. and I glorify you and I bask in your goodness. Almost Heavenly Father, right now, I just stand in total agreement with whatever your word tells us to do. I stand in full alliance, Lord God, and do the will that you've called me to do. I stand in the presence, Lord God, and say thank you for who you are right now. Father, I thank you for I thank you right now for our military forces. Lord God, I thank you for the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, the Coast Guard. I thank you for these men and women that chose to serve this country. Lord God, and those that have chose to do the will that you've called them to do in that field. Lord, be it stateside or abroad, Lord, I ask that you touch these men and women tonight. Lord, allow them to feel your Shekinah glory. Allow them to feel your presence. Allow them to understand that there is a God who is more than enough. There is a God who's able, capable, and willing to handle their situation. Lord God, I thank you in advance for the victory in these men and women's lives. I thank you, Father God, as they choose the word to stand by, the word to push them and thrust them to the next levels of opportunity, Father God. I thank you in advance for the victory in their lives. I thank you that you continue to honor them and to touch them, Lord, like never before. Lord, those men and women that are overseas, that have been deployed to these different countries, these different lands. Father, as they come back, I ask that they come back the same way they left, or even stronger. But Daddy, I know that there's going to be some that will come back a little bit different. Some may even come back not alive. Lord, I ask that you give those who handle these individuals, those who give them medical treatments, those who have to operate on them, Lord, to do it with your love, to do it with your reverence, and to do it in honor of you. Oh, Father God, I ask that you touch the family members that are waiting on their loved ones to return. Lord God, that you just love upon them like never before and give them that shalom spirit, that spirit of peace. Oh, great I am. This is not the end of our prayer, Father. I pray right now for the president, the vice president. I pray for their families tonight. Lord, that you strengthen their mind, body, and soul, that you give them wisdom beyond measure. Father God, that you touch their hearts and allow them to do the will that you have called them to do. I pray right now for President-elect Donald Trump and his vice president. Lord, I pray for those individuals that he's going to call to his staff. Lord God, that you open up their eye gates, tenderize their hearts, Lord. Give them the ability to do what's right. Stand for righteousness and seek ye first the kingdom of God. Father, I thank you in advance for the victory tonight. I decree and declare wholeness in the entire Trump presidency, Lord God. Lord, I ask that you touch, oh God, I thank you that you just touch his heart. That you take any form of strife, bitterness, wickedness away from him. Let there not be a love of money, but a love of you, Father. Let him not have a desire to hurt, harm, or destroy, but Lord, to build sanctions, to build relationships, to build friendships. Father, but I can't stop there. I pray for every elected official, every governor, every mayor, every senator, every attorney, every judge. Lord, that you let them know that it's all about you. You let them know, Father God, that it's all about you. And they cannot make a decision on their own merit, but they must make the decision on the basis of what you desire. Father, if we do that, then we can never go wrong. Father, but Daddy God, I can't stop there tonight. Lord, there's so many homeless tonight. There's so many people out here without a place to call their own, a place to call home, a place to have for refuge. living up under the overpasses, living out on the benches, living out on the beaches, living out on the streets, period. Father God, I thank you that you touch them. You touch their mind, body, and soul. And God, I thank you that you allow them to understand there's always a ram in the thicket for them. There's a ram in the bush just for them. Give them the ability to have favor tonight, Father God. Those that are in places that are extremely cold, Father, I ask that you give them shelter right away. I release angels right now to protect, guard, and defend them. Oh, Father God, I thank you, but Daddy, I can't stop there tonight. I pray for every pastor, every teacher, every evangelist. I pray for every prophet, every apostle, and every bishop. Lord God, that you strengthen their mind, body, and soul, that you give them the ability to speak the oracles that you have told them to speak. Father God, to teach without worry, without fear, without thinking what's going to happen next. Father God, I thank you that you just give them this spirit of love and opportunity to love on the congregation, to love on individuals coming into the house of worship. Father God, I thank you in advance for that. But Daddy, I also pray for every individual listening to this broadcast, be it live or archived. Lord, I thank you that you strengthen their mind, bodies, and souls. Lord, those that are in need tonight, I thank you that they can exercise their faith to have their needs met, to stay out of debt, to stay made whole, Lord God. I thank you, Father, because I know there's somebody that's blind that's about to be able to see. There's someone who's deaf that's about to hear. There's someone who's lame that's going to start walking. Lord, there's going to be a miracle where cancer is going to fall off of people. There's going to be miracles upon miracles, Father God, where your presence is going to show who you truly are, a true and loving God. But Daddy, I can't stop there. I pray for every man, woman, boy, and girl incarcerated tonight, be it a juvenile detention center, be it a federal penitentiary, a county jail, city jail, whatever the case may be. Lord God, no matter what it took to get them into that situation, I know that you're a God of more than enough. I know that you're a God that is of second chances. And that if they just bow down and worship you, if they bow down and call upon you, that you'll turn their situation around. You'll turn their hearts back to you. Lord, you'll turn that heart from being a cold stone pillar to a vibrant, heart beating, blood flowing entity to where they can hear you and love on you, so that when they do come out eventually, they don't have to go out the same way they came in. They can go out with a love fest, worshiping and praising like never before. This is our prayer this night, Father. Now I ask that you touch my vocal cords. Use me as you so see fit. Anoint me, Lord God, so that I can speak the oracles that you have taught me to speak. Give me the ability to reach the masses so that they can turn their lives around and start walking in a direction towards you. Oh, great I am, I thank you in advance. Allow me to decrease so that you can increase right now. And it's through your son's matchless name that I pray. I seal this prayer with all power and authority given unto me by your son, Jesus of Nazareth. Amen. 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 Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Man, I don't know what you came to do. Hallelujah. But I came to worship the Lord. I don't know. My God, I just thank you. I don't know what you're thinking on tonight. See, yeah, I know turkey's been good. The ham was good. The whatever you ate on, I know it was good. And your stomach is full. And you're kind of laying down right now on the couch. Maybe even laying in the bed with that. But let me tell you something. It's time to get up. Sit up. Sit up. Sit up. Go to the dining room table. Go to the table. Sit down at the table with your Bible, your pen, and your pencils. Because we're going to take a walk through the Bible tonight. We're going to start to understand that there is power in Thanksgiving. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Amen. But before we do that, we've got to do something very special. and that's to have a recipe of life. And tonight, I want you to turn your Bibles over to 2 Timothy, the third chapter, the fourth verse. 2 Timothy, the third chapter and the fourth verse, very short, it reads as this. It says, they will betray their friends. Be reckless. Be puffed up with pride. And love pleasure rather than God. Ooh-wee. That's saying something. But watch this. Why is it so tempting to love pleasure than to love a living God? Pleasure is something we can control. God cannot be controlled. Most pleasures can be obtained easily. Love for God requires effort and sometimes sacrifice. Pleasure benefits us now. The benefit of loving God are often in the future. Pleasure has a narcissistic effect. It takes our minds off ourselves and our problems. Love of God reminds us of our needs and our responsibility. Pleasure cooperates with pride. It makes us feel good when we look good in the eyes of others. To love God, we must lay aside our pride and our accomplishments. Have you chosen to love the pleasures of the world, or are you going to love God? It's up to you. That's the recipe of life for this Thanksgiving, the 24th day of November 2016. Man, and I'm telling you, I pray that that was nourishment to thy soul. Amen, amen. Well, I'm about ready. Are you? I'm about ready to get into this word tonight. And saying to God, I really want you to understand this. And that is that this message tonight is so vital to the being of who you are. And it's going to open up new opportunity. Enjoy it. Write it. Take good notes, and let's go. Amen. Thanksgiving is not talking about the holiday, but it's the release of spiritual authority. It's a cure-all for everything that's going on with you. And I ask you that you put it into effect this morning, this afternoon, this evening. I thank God that supernatural powers will be released over your situation through the prayers of Thanksgiving, through the power of Thanksgiving. How many of you realize those who praise live longer? And you're looking good too. When you start to praise God, you start to do things that opens up opportunity for your life. Tonight, I really want you to understand Thanksgiving has power. It's not just a religious activity, but it's something so amazing, something so powerful. It's something so supernatural that takes place when you become a thankful, grateful believer of God. And I believe that I got some scriptures to show you about this. We first of all understand that by the grace of God, everything has already been done. You are saved by grace, healed by grace, delivered by grace. Everything that you will ever desire, Jesus has already taken care of it through the blood of Jesus. It's a done deal. But the Bible tells us that it might be by faith, but by grace. Now, even though grace has made everything available, you're going to have faith to take possession of what grace has made available for you. So you got to understand that your healing was taken care of 2,000 years ago, but it takes the faith to take possession of that healing. Well, now, let me make sure you understand that we're not trying to get God to do something. We're not trying to get God to move on something. Because it was already done. The day that Jesus died and his blood shed for you and I, guess what? Your healing took place. Your victory took place. We just have to tap into the resource to now make it become more manifested in our lives. We've got to tap into that entity that's going to show us and direct us to where that manifestation that took place over 2,000 years ago, because God knew even back then that you were going to have this situation. You're going to have this financial hardship. You're going to have this. But guess what? He said, because my son died for you, I've got you covered. Now all I got to get you to do is tap in and start to open up the door so this thing can be released upon you. Are you hearing me tonight? The day you found out you were in bondage is not the day that God delivered you. No, that was done 2,000 years ago. It just has to manifest today. It's the finished works of Jesus Christ. Everything that you could possibly need right now is finished. Look, say right now, say it's finished. It's done. So the rest of it is going to be us knowing and have an understanding of how to take possession of what's finished. Your prosperity is a finished work. Your deliverance is a finished work. Your healing is a finished work. Your wholeness is a finished work. Your joy is a finished work. You got to take possession of it, though, by faith. This authority that we have as believers, this authority is God gave us authority. Genesis 1:26 says, I give you authority over all the things of the earth. We got authority on earth, above earth, and beneath earth. That means you got forces. You have authority over the enemy. You got authority over demons. And guess what? You have that because of grace. But if you don't exert it, if you don't release your authority, even though you have the power over the demons, they can still destroy you because you won't release your authority over them. It's time for you to learn to do, to open your mouth. Know what to say with your mouth. You got to understand that Thanksgiving authorizes you to release my God. Thanksgiving gives you the power and the authority to release verbiage that is going to destroy the enemy every time he tries to come at you. Do you realize that, you know, there's a lot of times that we don't know what scriptures to go to. We can't think or we don't have it memorized. Well, I'm going through this right now, and Satan is trying to attack me, and the enemies are trying to come against me. I don't know what to say. Jesus. Just keep saying Jesus. Jesus save me. Jesus keep me whole. Jesus hold on to me. When you keep releasing the name, because there's power in the name, Satan has got to release you. Oh, my God. We've got to understand, my brothers and sisters, that we have the authority. We have the power. We have the capability to do all things through him. You have the power to release the authority to defeat Satan. Do you not realize Satan, he hates praise and thanksgiving? Why? It reminds him of his defeat. Now listen to this. Right now, listen to this. Your thanksgiving, your praise exerts spiritual authority and causes things to happen. Not just to the devil, but be thankful that you have the provisions, even when you're broke. Quit murmuring about being broke, but thank God for giving you the provisions for it. Thanksgiving will release spiritual authority to work on your behalf. You see, thanksgiving is one of the vital keys of a release of the supernatural. There's a supernatural power of thanksgiving. I'm totally convinced that It's released when you start giving God praise and worship. Thanksgiving is not an occasional, a spontaneous acknowledgement of good deeds. It is not the singing of praises either. Neither is it the clapping of hands. Rather, it is a practical orientation to a lifestyle of genuine and continual appreciation for the acts of God in one's life. Genuine and continuous appreciation. How many of you appreciate God's goodness today? See, so often people say, well, I can't think of what to say thank to God. Thanks, what I need to tell God thank you for. It's been so much. Well, then tell him thank you again. You know, it's not really funny, but I hear this all too often. Oh, God's done so much in my life. I really don't know what to say thank you for. And then you get the other hand. Well, you know, I'm going through so much right now. I don't know how to say thank you to God. And now that I can understand. I can understand that. And the one thing about it is, even when you're going through, even when you're in that place of lack, when you're in that place of Lodabar, you start giving God praise for it. Yes, your phone bill may be $100 and you only have $13. You give God praise for that $13 because that $13 is the seed to get to that $100 so that you can pay that bill off. Oh, come on, somebody. See, you got to give God the glory, honor, and praise. See, can I speak about Gregory? Can I speak about myself? When these blood clots keep coming, and when the pain and the swelling keep coming, and when I walk, sometimes I walk with a little limp, or I have to take a stop. I have to stop because, man, the sweat is just popping off my forehead because the pain is so bad. You know, sometimes I just say, God, I thank you. I never give in to this thing. I refuse to give in to this situation. I know what God told me about it. He said, son, you're going to have to endure this situation because I need people to see that no matter what, as long as you keep praising me, I'll do what I told you I would do. As long as you keep glorifying me, I'm going to keep doing what I told you I was going to do. But see, the one thing about God is he explained it to me, or actually the Holy Spirit showed me. In a dream, he said that you're going to have to endure these blood clots. You're going to have to endure this pain. You're going to have to walk in the authority of God and know that God is going to heal you. But this healing is going to take a while. The Holy Spirit showed me this. And I said to myself, wait, you're the Holy Spirit. We're talking about God Almighty. He can snap his fingers. These blood clots can dissipate, disappear. The swelling can go down and never reappear again. And then I thought about what I was saying. And I said, you know what, God? To you be the glory. If you do it, I'm going to keep doing what I am supposed to do to get the result that you promised from what happened to your son Jesus on Calvary's Hill. I'm going to keep doing my part to ensure that you're going to do your part. The healing has already been done, saints, but guess what? Now I'm waiting on the manifestation of that healing that Jesus died for. He died for my healing. He died for something for you. You know, we look at this accident in Tennessee, this unfortunate bus accident where these little children, matter of fact, one just died yesterday, I think it was, that was in critical care. Passed on. The one thing about it is I look at these young kids and I don't glorify the accident. Don't get me wrong when I say that. But what I can say is that even during that accident, God had angels dispatched. God had angels there because some of those kids walked away. Some of those kids limped away. Some of those kids were carried away. But guess what? Not all died. The bus was totally packed out, but not all died. The glory of God has got to be praised. no matter what the situation is. When I went through my divorce, oh, glory to God, do I have time to praise you, Lord? But I found time. See, we get these excuses that I'm working so much, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, and God, you know my heart, you know I'm a good person, I love you, Lord. That's not enough. That's not enough. You got to take time. You got to worship. God's good all the time. See, some of you all talking about, I've already thanked him for being good. Thank him for being great. Continuous appreciation for the acts of God, for what he's done in your past, present, and even in the future. See, when you start praising God for what's going to happen 20 years from now, man, that's going to open up doors like never before in your life. God's looking for believers to be praisers. God's looking for believers to be worshipers. It's time to stop hanging around. Let me tell y'all something. It's time to stop hanging around all these people that are grumbling, mumbling, murmuring, and complaining. We've got to let that be gone from our lives. We can't let that be a part of our makeup anymore. We can't allow that to be in our repertoire anymore. But see, we're going to start hooking up and linking up with folk of like faith, those who believe that no matter what's going on in my situation, I'm going to praise God. How many of you know somebody that's gone through something and all they did was, oh, bless the name of Jesus. God, I thank you. God, I worship you. God, I adore you. Lord, even though I may be in the middle of the storm, but God, I see that you're right here with me. My God, when you start doing that, because see, we all going through storms. We all going to go through something. But it's how we go through it will determine what's on the other side. Amen? I need you guys to get this tonight. I need you to get this tonight. Get rid of those folks that don't praise. Let them go. Praise them in the jewelry store. Praise them in the beauty shop. The woman cut your hair too short or dyed your hair the wrong color. Praise God anyway. Amen. You got to get to a point where you appreciate God for everything he has done, doing, and going to do. When you do this, your life will blossom like never before. God is not looking for murmuring believers, but he's looking for true praisers. He's looking for those who are looking to praise him no matter what. Oh, God, I praise you for the rain. I praise you right now. It's thundering and lightning. But God, I give you the glory because it's clean in the air. I praise you right now, Lord God, because it's putting water on the grass. Shout. Start glorifying. You know, a lot of people think that that's just church people talk. I'm too good for that. You know, you're in the grocery store and you just found $1,000. I bet you'll jump glory then. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18. It says here, in everything give thanks, for this the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Now, watch this. The Amplified says this. I need to show you this. It doesn't say thank God for everything. Now, it's not saying to thank God for that bus accident. It didn't tell you to thank God for the bus accident, but it did say thank God that those children were able to come out of the accident. Thank God for the reconditioning of some of these kids that are able to come out. Because do you know that there's now kids that are saying that they want to learn how to pray now in Tennessee? There's kids, they're asking teachers, can we pray? Now, that's an awesome situation. What did this accident do? It got the attention of I'm talking about kindergarten to fifth grade now. Now, what do they know about prayer? They know something because they're asking for it in the school. So I thank God, not for the accident, but the some of the things that happened because these kids, some of these kids were able to walk away from it. I thank God for that. Heck, I've known my accident. When I was in a car accident, I thank God that when everybody else looked at that car, they said, man, I know everybody in there is dead, but I'm walking, talking without a walker, without a cane, without a wheelchair. I thank God that he pulled me out of the accident. I don't thank him for the accident, but I thank him that he sent the angel there to protect me during the accident. Oh, come on, somebody. So I thank him. I praise him and I glorify him. Excuse me. You got to understand that in the middle of a situation, you thank God during that struggle and watch what he does. When you're going through your depression, watch and thank God and see what God does. It's in the middle of your situation when you're giving God praise for it, that's when God is going to operate even the more, even the quicker on your behalf. Thanksgiving, when it's exerted, will produce power and spiritual authority over everything that you're going through. Be a thankful believer. Be thankful. Did you hear what I said? You're never stranded. Let me show you. A thankful Christian, a thankful believer, a prayer-warring believer is never in a place where they're stranded. Well, Doc, my car broke down. Listen to what I'm saying. Your car broke down, but you don't give God praise. Watch this, though. You're outside, and you're going down to your car, and you get in that car, and as you're getting in that car, you're just giving God glory, honor, and praise. Guess what God does? God starts releasing angels to go down and throw, not throw, but to direct everything. When you get out of that, get into that car, and you're starting to praise God for giving you the ability to have a vehicle. When last week you were walking. So now I'm praising God because you gave me this vehicle, and now I'm riding, and I'm going doing the things I want to do. So guess what you do? You give God the glory, honor, and praise even before things happen. It's almost like going to the bank. You put money in that bank for that rainy day. You put money in your savings account. You put money in your checking account. Doesn't mean you got to grab it right away and start spending it. No, you put it in there with an expectation that when I need it, it's going to be there to satisfy me. When you start praising God, God is going to satisfy you by changing situations. When you start glorifying God, it's going to open up a door of opportunity for him to change your situation, for him to come in the midst of your danger, for him to come in the midst of your trouble. Yeah, well, sometimes people say, I don't know what to do. Say, thank you, Jesus. What do I say? Thank you, Jesus. All is well with me. I don't have to worry about no accident. I don't have to worry about being broke. I don't have to worry about no cold. Matter of fact, watch this. You at work, somebody breaking in your house. You thank God. God will sometimes even show you the thief who broke in your house. You go find that thief and say, hey, look, you're going to repay me seven times fold. The apple fly says, thank God for everything, no matter what the situation is. No matter what the search situation may be, thank God anyway. Be thankful and give thanks. When we start to say, I'm thankful and I give thanks, it opens up a new parameter in your life. When you start to realize, I'm a thankful individual, no matter what's going on, I'm thankful to God. Oh, glory to God. See, let me show y'all something. It's Thanksgiving. I may not have a turkey dinner tonight, but I thank God for that peanut butter and jelly sandwich I had today. I thank God, and I'm grateful for that. I may not have the dressing and the what's that red stuff? Cranberry sauce. But I'm thankful that God gave me the ability to go to the grocery store when I needed to and get the bread and get the peanut butter and get the jelly. So when I am hungry, I can make a sandwich and I'm sustaining myself. So I give God the glory. So everybody talking about, I need the turkey. Oh, I need this. I just need whatever God desires me to have. I just need whatever God desires me to have. And when God gives me that, I thank him in advance for it. And I thank him while I get it. And then I'm going to still thank him for it afterwards. See, we got to get to a place to understand Thanksgiving has power. And we got to get out this one day a year Thanksgiving. This is a lifestyle, like I told you. This is a lifestyle. This is a life situation. This is something that we do every day. This is something you stub your toe. Lord, I thank you because you're going to take the pain away. Good. And I know we can all relate to that. You get up in the middle of the night and you may hit the corner wall or you may hit the bedpost or the dresser or whatnot with your toe. And good God Almighty from Zion, you want to shout. But I'm telling you, when you just say, God, I thank you for the pain to be released. And watch how that pain goes away. Watch how it goes away. You know, God, I'm so sick and tired of this marriage. I'm so sick and tired of this wife. I'm sick and tired of this husband. I'm sick and tired of okay. There's not going to be anything positive out of nothing but negative speaking. You're sick and tired, sick and tired, sick and tired. Guess what eventually happens? You really do become sick and tired. You hear what I'm saying? You keep putting it out in the atmosphere because guess what the Bible says? Life and death is in the power of the what? Tongue. So if I've got power in my mouth, if I've got spiritual authority over me anyway, I don't care what the situation is with my home life. I'm not going to curse myself, nor my spouse, nor my children. Because guess what? I'm responsible for all of them. I'm responsible. She's not responsible. They're not responsible, but I am. And when we take upon that in our life and we start to say, okay, I'm a little bit tired right now, we'll give God the glory. Say, God, I thank you for being able to be tired, and I thank you also in advance for resolution. Now, you may not know what the resolution is going to be, but you just go ahead and give God the glory for it in advance. Now, don't be going up there. Don't go up there talking about, God, I thank you for the divorce that's about to take place. No, don't do that. Don't do that, saints. Don't do that. Because guess what? God can actually turn that marriage around. God can actually turn that husband, turn that wife into something so great and so sweet that you would never imagine them to be. So be very careful. Don't talk so derogatory about your loved ones. Be encouraging. Have love talks. Don't have these nasty talks all the time. Give God the glory. Give God the honor. Give God the praise. Turn the situation over to him. Because you know what I said in the onset. This was already taken care of back on Calvary's Hill. This situation, your marriage was already taken care of on Calvary's Hill. We're just waiting to walk out the what? The manifestation. Through what? Faith. Through faith, by faith. Through faith, by grace, it will take place. You've got to believe this thing. And you've got to walk in the authority that God has given you. And you've got to give God the glory, honor, and praise. And when you do this, I'm telling you, listen. You give God praise when you're at work and you know your coworkers are getting on your last nerve. You start giving God praise, and that devil, that demon will start acting a fool and do all kinds of things. But you just keep praising God anyway. Father, I thank you that you do whatever it is that you need to do to cease this cease and desist this situation. God, I give you glory, honor, and praise right now. Lord, I worship you and I thank you. I give you thanksgiving right now over this weird situation. You do what needs to be done, Lord God. I can't handle it, but you can. So I trust you, Father God. Man, watch that thing start turning around. A lot of those kind of situations turn around instantaneously. A lot of times. Marriages can work. We don't need divorce court. I mean, can I share something with you? If we became true believers of Christ, there's two things you'll never need again, never again in life. You'll never need another lock, nor will you need the divorce court. Doc, what are you saying? If we all became true believers, we're not going to break in each other's homes. We just won't do it. If we're true believers, we're going to work that situation out. And we're not going to have that give-in spirit. Well, look, this man, I didn't sign up for him being an alcoholic and beating on me. Don't you know that God can put that brother under a Holy Ghost arrest? And he can put him through a sobriety that only he can change him in a matter of minutes. I've seen it. I've seen people, true alcoholics. I'm telling you, I had one in my church. This brother came to church. First time he ever been to my church. He came drunker. He was drunk, high on crack. And his mother wanted him to go to church so bad, he just went because he decided he wanted to get the monkey off his back, get the monkey being his mother. He went to church with the expectation of walking out of there, same way he came in. But guess what? This brother came to the altar crying, weeping, and desiring change. Not because of who I am, but because of God. See, saints, let me tell you something. You want to change something? That man had a praying mother, and that woman worshiped God, and it brought change in his life. You want to see change in your family members' lives? You start giving God the glory, honor, and the praise. You start working into a situation and say, you know what, God, I thank you for this marriage and all that you're going to bless us with in 5 years. I thank you for my children and all that you're going to do for them so that they can obtain great jobs and have great benefits and this, that, and the other. I thank you in advance for that, God. Now, they don't start working for another 10 to 12 years. But guess what? You start putting praise in for them now. Watch what God does. You're speaking life, not death. You're speaking the oracles of God, and you're believing, and your faith factor is even growing, and everybody's watching. Everybody. And Satan has no power nor authority over you when you're in that place because he gets frustrated. He can't do anything to you. He gets frustrated. Every attack that he sends your way falls to the ground. Why? Because you're in a place of praise, worship, and thanksgiving. You're at a place where you're releasing the authority given unto you through Christ by God. You're walking in the authority that Christ allowed you to walk in. You tapped into such a resource that the enemy never expected you to tap into. Now you're able to see things from a different perspective. You're able to call those things that were not as they are. That's when Hebrews 11:1 actually comes into fruition. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders will obtain what? A good report. You're walking in faith. You're saying, I have this. Now your bank account may say $5, but you're telling God, God, I thank you for 2 months from now that my bank account's going to be so full that I don't know what to do with it. Well, no, I know what to do with that. I need to pay these bills. But, you know, that's what we've got to start doing. We've got to start speaking, though we don't see it, but the manifestation is on its way. So my bank account's at $5. I need there to be $5,000 in that bank account. And guess what? I start praising God, glorifying God, and I start letting God know, man, I thank you, God, for what's going to happen in 3 weeks. I thank you that you're going to have that bank account so full in 1 month. I thank you, God, what you're about to do in 2 weeks, whatever the case may be. Whatever the case may be, you keep giving God glory, honor, and praise. You start giving him thanksgiving in every arena of your life, and you will start to see the enemy dissipate out of you. He will not even come around you, because he knows one thing. You're going to glorify God, and that's what he lost. That's what he lost. See, we got to get to this place, my brothers and sisters, where we understand that when I call upon the name, I have the power and I have the authority to receive from him. When I call on his name, I have the power and I have the authority to receive what he has for me. And so when I do this, I'm going to glorify him. I'm going to bask in his goodness. I'm going to just worship him for who he is. But Doc, I've been doing that. You know, I pray. I didn't say pray. I said worship him. I said to say thank you to him. Don't you know that the word thank you means so much to people? How much more do you think it means to God? How much more do you think a thank you means to God? If it means great things to most people, then it must mean something even greater to God that we take the time to tell him, thank you for allowing me to wake up this morning. I know, God, that this day is going to be such a supernatural day, and I walk in the authority of it. When you start doing this, I'm telling you, your life will change like never before. Walk in the authority. Walk in the power that God has given you. And when we do this, my God, when we walk in that authority, when we walk in that thanksgiving, then we're opening up a door of opportunity to be able to receive. You know why the floodgate hadn't opened on you yet? Because you've never taken the time. You've never taken the time to praise God. And I challenge you. I challenge you, my brother, my sister, to start to praise God like never before. I'm talking about some serious, long, yearning worship, praise, and watch the manifestation that starts to take place, that implements in your life. I'm just trying to show you something tonight, because, see, we don't have to live like our parents lived. We don't have to live like they did last year. And I'm trying to show you something because, see, there's a lot of crazy things that are about to take place. With this Donald Trump situation, there's going to be some crazy things that's going to take place. I need every believer to start to learn how to worship. Well, they took their shirts away. They did this, that, and the other. They're going to do this. Worship God. He is your insurance. You know, they're going to make me pay more taxes. Worship God. Worship him. In spirit and in truth, worship God, praise God. Allow God, see, when I'm worshiping, he's releasing. When I'm praising, he's releasing. And when he releases, my God, the things that he blesses me with, life. I'm not talking about just any type of life. I'm talking about longevity life. And I thank him for that. I thank him for that. That ability to praise him and to be able to receive from him and to go even further in him. This is where we got to get to. This is where we got to get to. And if we don't, we're going to be lost. Amen? Are you all catching hold of this? So we got to be thankful and give thanks. This is not religious. This is spiritual power. When that believer gives thanks, man, you got to realize that's the will of God for you. That's, you know, God said, this is the will I have for you in everything. My will for you in every circumstance is that you give thanks, you give thanksgiving, you give praise. Be thankful. Every time hard time comes at you, be thankful. Give thanks. Every time. But Doc, wait, well, hold on. Now you tell me I gotta give thanks to who I'm going through hard time. Look, find something in that hard time, find something in that situation, and be thankful and give God thanks. Watch what God does. And see, I can imagine some people say, how am I going to give thanks to God and I just lost my house? Be thankful and give thanksgiving. Be thankful and give thanksgiving, because I'm here to tell you that when you're thankful to God, he opens up. See, you may have lost that one house, but guess what? God may be opening up a new door for you to receive a bigger and better house. Well, Doc, how you want me to be thankful and have thanksgiving that I just lost my car? They just repossessed my car. Don't you know that if you're being thankful and have thanksgiving to God, then guess what? Maybe God is going to give you a brand new car, or maybe not a brand new car. It could be one, but maybe he's going to give you something different. Don't try to overguess God. Always be what? Thankful in every situation. And give God thanks. Be a blessing to God. Don't murmur. Don't complain. Don't worry. Don't quench and don't quit. Be thankful and thank God. Guess what? The enemy wants to destroy you. While the enemy's trying to destroy you, you're giving God honor, glory, and thanks. And guess what God does? He stops that situation right in the middle of its track. He stops that thing, and you cannot worry. You won't worry about what that enemy's trying to do. Guess what? He will stop and cease and desist this thing right in the motion of where it's coming to you. The enemy wants to do something to you. You're giving God praise, worship, and thanksgiving. And guess what? God says, stop. That enemy's got to stop. That devil's got to stop. See, we got to get to that place where we understand that. We got to get to that place where we understand that it's through our praise, prayer, our supplication, it's through our worship, it's through our thanksgiving that changes all things. I got to thank God. Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, I thank you. Yeah, thank him. Thank him. You don't know where you would be today if the hand of God hadn't been on your situation. And sometimes you thank God for what's done. You need to thank God. Even when you didn't realize God was the one who did it. You thought you got yourself out of that situation, but God actually got you out of it, so you need to give God thanks. I got that job on my own. No, you didn't. God got it for you. Give God the praise. Believers should be always thankful and give thanks. Always. Always. Yeah, see, yeah. Y'all, I believe you catching this. You don't know where I've been. You don't know where he brought me from. You can't tell it like I can tell it, but it's through the praise that takes you to the next level. It's through the worship that gets you to that place. My Jesus. This is the will of God. God's will is to do this for you. It's his will for this, for you. His will. When you start off believing this, it escorts you to the next level. This is what you do. You start by being thankful. You start by giving God praise. You start by giving him thanksgiving. No matter what's going on, start tomorrow morning. No, actually, you need to start tonight. You really need to start tonight giving God thanksgiving, giving God honor, giving God glory, giving God praise in every aspect of your life. And I'm here to tell you, if you wake up in the morning and you're doing the same thing, and you in the middle of the afternoon, you're doing the same thing, in the middle of the evening, you're back to doing the same thing, God, I thank you for what you're about to do in my life. God, I thank you for this day that you blessed me with. God, I thank you for the lunch that you provided for me today. God, I thank you for the supper that you put on the table for my family. God, I thank you. See, guess what? Like I said, you may not be eating turkey today. You may be eating that peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but guess what? That was a good peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and it sustained you. But Doc, anybody can get that. I wanted the turkey. The turkey may have had, now watch this. That turkey may have gotten you sick. That turkey may have had some kind of disease. You wouldn't have known it. You would have never known it. Well, that's almost with anything, isn't it? That's why we got to bless it. That's why we got to give God the glory, honor, and praise. That's why we got to give him thanksgiving. Be thankful when he gives you, when he gives it to you. Because tomorrow, you may drop the peanut butter and jelly sandwich and pick up some prime rib. You may drop the peanut butter and jelly sandwich and go pick up a lobster tail. You don't know what's going to happen when you keep giving God glory, honor, and praise and thanksgiving. God's going to open up a door so that you can have the abundance of your heart. If you keep worshiping God, praising God, oh my God, I'm feeling this thing right here. When you keep telling God, thank you. When you keep telling God, I thank you, I thank you. God bless you for what you're doing in my life. Man, do you know that he appreciates that? And if the will for your life is for him to give unto you because of the thanksgiving that you give unto him, then guess what? He's going to keep giving. And giving and giving. But Doc, you know, I don't have that kind of money. I don't have no cars. I don't have no. I stay in a one bedroom apartment. But you know, I be thankful what you got. See, we can come up with all kind of excuses as believers, because see, a lot of times we're doing that because we got one foot ready to slide out the church, ready to slide out the broadcast. But the thing about it is, you want to get rooted and grounded and get stronger. You want to leave that one-bedroom apartment and go to a two-bedroom apartment. Give God the glory. Have thanksgiving in your heart. God, I thank you for this apartment tonight. And I thank you for what you're going to give this family in 2 years or a year or whatever the case is. And you keep throwing that out there. God has got to honor everything that word says. He's not a God that lies. He is not a God that will tell a lie. If the word says it, and that's the will for your life, then guess what? It's going to happen. It's going to manifest. It's going to come to fruition. You got to be persistent in what you're supposed to do. Glorify, honor, give praise, give thanksgiving. Not only when things go great, but even in the midst of that storm. Even in the middle of it, give God glory. Even in the middle, when you can't see what's right around that corner because you're so bombarded with all kinds of things, you give God the glory, honor, and praise for it, he'll do something supernatural in your life. Doc, I pray. I'm a saved Christian. I'm a believer. But I can't seem to get enough money to get out this one bedroom. Just keep on doing what God called you to do. Do what the word has called you to do. Praise him. Have relationship with him or be in relationship with him. Praise him. Thank him. And be thankful to him. And that situation will turn around. It has to. Because if it doesn't, then God's a liar. And he's not that. He is just not that. You know, it's so interesting. And I'm going to do a part two to this. I'll do another study on this on Monday. But it's interesting. Oh, my God. God is waiting for your Thanksgiving. because he has planned purpose for your life. If you want the purpose for your life perfected, he's waiting for your thanksgiving. If you live a life being thankful, it's going to perfect your life. It's going to perfect the plan in your life. It's really going to blow you away when you start to see the things that manifest, how things start working, how breakthroughs start happening in your life. See, all you've done is you just trained yourself to do what God's already called you to do. You may not know all the Greek. You may not know all the Hebrew. You may not know all the scriptures, and that's okay. But you can give God glory. You can give God thanksgiving. I need you to understand there's an enormous amount of spiritual power when you become thankful. Now, you can't go to church on Sunday and worship and praise and glorifying and shouting and all that, and then when you get in the car, man, Apostle was, he talked too long. I didn't like the praise and worship today. See, now you're messing your blessing up. You got to stay focused on thanksgiving, praise, and worship. And we're going to watch the manifestation of God turn your situation around. I pray that this word has touched you in a way where your whole persona now wants to give God praise. I pray that this word, this message tonight, allows you to understand that you have something down in your belly that you can give to God each and every moment of your life. When you're sitting at the dining room table, you ought to be giving God thanks. When you're driving in your automobile, you ought to be giving God thanks. When you're riding in that bus or on that train, you ought to be giving God thanks. When you're going in the doors of your job, you ought to be giving God thanks. Because he's already worked out a whole lot for you in time past. And he can work out even more in time future. But thank him right now for time present. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you all. If there's any prayer requests, matter of fact, you know what? If you guys have something you would like to say tonight, if there's anything on your heart, on your mind, if you have something you'd like to share, then I want you to feel free to call into the broadcast right now. The phone number is 657-383-0157. Once again, the phone number 657-383-0157. If you have an urgent prayer request, praise report, or a comment on tonight's teaching, or if there's something you want to just say happy Thanksgiving, you're more than welcome to press 1 on your telephone, and we'll pull you right on up, and we'll listen to what you have to say, and we're going to love upon you. Amen? So it's up to you. If you have something you would like to say, something that's on your heart, you need prayer tonight, we're here to pray for you. If you're needing God to do something supernatural in your life, matter of fact, I'm believing tonight that if you're in need, God's not going to meet your need 3 weeks from now, a month from now. I'm believing God to meet your need right now, right this very moment. Now, I'm not going to just press buttons and say, yes, we're going to open up the phone lines, da, da, da. No, you got to make a commitment. You got to press one on your phone. And then we'll open it up and we'll start to love on one another. Amen? Amen. So is everybody good? What's that? There's not as many of you on here tonight because it is Thanksgiving. I understand that, and that's okay. Well, I just want to say thank you for tuning in to another live broadcast of It's Time to Pray, brought to you by Word on the Water International Ministries and WOTW Internet Radio. I am Apostle Gregory R. Pinson, Sr., and I pray that your faith takes you to the next level where your worship, your thanksgiving opens up the floodgate just for you. I'm trying to give you the keys if you just open up your heart and receive them. Amen. Let's get ready to get out here with a praise party, never a pity party. Man, let me tell you something. I heard this song the other day at work, and it blessed my soul, and I pray that it bless yours as well. God bless you. We'll be meeting again on Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a loved one. Tune in to It's Time to Pray Monday night as the doctor will be giving another word just for you. God bless you.
Another one, y'all. Another one, y'all. Coming at y'all with another one right here. Generation remix. Jesus. Let go.
We are
coming.
We are a chosen generation.
Let
go.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know who I am. That's why I'm giving him the praise, glory, and honor. I'm walking in his authority. Amen. Well, once again, I want to say thank you for tuning in to another live broadcast of It's Time to Pray, brought to you by Word on the Water International Ministries and WOTW Internet Radio. We will be back on live again this Monday night. Don't miss it. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a loved one, tell somebody. Tune in. And we will have a Holy Ghost good time. God bless you. I love you so much. Until we meet again, make sure that you have a wonderfully blessed and prosperous weekend. I love you so much. God bless you. Good night.